I will never forget the feeling I felt the night we opened our theater in Boston to a full house. Every seat had someone in it that had paid to buy a ticket to see something that we created and worked really hard on. And they laughed and they cried and they applauded, and that was an amazing feeling. And we kept that theater open for almost 2 years, and then we continued to do theater for several years after that on a seasonal basis. But I'm really proud of that. And in terms of financial success, it was not a financial success, but we were able to create something that people wanted to see, and they came and they paid money and they enjoyed it. And we entertained people and we taught something to people. And it was a really fun experience. And we made a lot of great friends that we still see to this day. And it was a really fun time. But that specifically, that opening night, I'll never forget the feeling of feeling satisfied and accomplished. And then the second thing is starting the Passionistas Project. I think that being able to give a voice to the voiceless has been really, I'm really proud of it. I'm proud of what we've built, and I'm proud of the potential for where it can go. I'm proud of the fact that we're doing it together and that we just get along so incredibly well and we're in sync and it's easy. And it's just meeting these women every day is just being able to share their stories just makes me proud. And every time one of them thanks us for coming and talking to them, I can't even describe the feeling that that gives me. I'm very, very proud that we're doing something that people are responding to.